By now, everyone's heard of K-pop, K-fashion, K-drama, K-food. We think by this point, we can pose this question. Is Korea the it country? I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song.
Oh my gosh, don't you know I'm a savage? I'm a killer, 널 깨라 아직도 가리고 환각을 catch no fella, we holla.
Welcome everyone to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. It's Wednesday, it's October. What day is it? It's the 20th already, 2021. And that was Aespa with Savage. All right, so Korea, the it country. It's a fun thought, no? And it's very, I don't know, fulfilling, because I've been doing this show for how long now? I've been doing it for 11 years, going on 12. This is way before BTS or Squid Game or who else was, this is before Gangnam Style. What else was international? Before Parasite. We were promoting K-pop, pushing for all this from years ago, decades ago even. But finally, we are seeing the fruits of some of our labor. I would like to believe our labor contributed to this. Maybe that's being a little bit too generous on myself. But anyway, Squid Game. I know we're talking about it so much, but hey, we're not the only ones. Non-Korea affiliated media sources are also talking about Squid Game all the time. It is just that popular, and it's mind-boggling for me because this is compared to years back when people had no idea what K-dramas were, you know? And they didn't know words like oppa, waiting, chimek. They didn't know this stuff. Some people didn't even know where Korea was. They've never even heard of Korea. They're like, oh, what is that, like Japan and China? No, now Korea is on the map. And foreigners who may not be familiar with Korean language or culture, we thought, okay, Squid Game is going to be too much for them. It's going to be too difficult to understand. Too much cultural references. But no, they found it more fascinating than other TV shows. They're loving it. In fact, fans are looking up stuff regarding this show, like the games, how to play it, what ganbu means. They're looking up Lee Jung-jae and ogling over how good-looking he is, of course, but also how good-looking he was. They're even buying Dalgona kits for like $30, which is like double the price of what it should be. Plus, the other day, I heard something from a friend. It was kind of funny. She lives in the U.S. She said she went to a club over the weekend. And yeah, that's right. Nightclubs, they're open now, at least for her area. The DJ played a remixed song with the iconic sound from Squid Game. So booming over the entire room, she heard, "Mugunga 꽃이 피었습니다." And then it was like EDM bass sounds. And then she saw the whole crowd just vibing and jamming to this. And I thought that was such a fun imagery to drop in my head. Because number one, I haven't been to a club in forever. But also number two, to see them dancing to 무궁화 꽃이 피었습니다, like a childhood folk game. That's crazy. So Korea, it's just everywhere. Everything Korea related, it's been very popular. Whatever form of entertainment, whether that's film like Parasite, whether that's TV like Squid Game, whether that's music like BTS. So this is just a start. You guys, I'm excited. How far, how big will this boom continue to be? Only time will tell. Only time will tell. All right, let's listen to a song. I said BTS like how many times now? I gotta play their song, right? Permission to Dance.
It's the thought of being young, when your heart's just like a drum, beating louder with nowhere to guard it. When it all seems like it's wrong, sing along to Elton John, until that feeling we're just getting started.
That was Permission to Dance by BTS. You guys are tuned in to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. Let me share with you the ways you can tune in, the ways you can share Korean entertainment and culture to your friends. Let them know how to tune in. We have Let's see here. Shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz, bound for Europe. 9.630 megahertz, bound for India. We have apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and podcasts through whatever podcast app. You can leave us a rating on that platform. That would be very much appreciated for our podcasts to be spread further and further out. Also, you can go to our homepage for any more information on us or any of the shows on KBS World Radio. Just go to world.kbs.co.kr. You can also follow us on our Gram account, at KBS. I say KBS so much on a daily basis. If I were to be a sleep talker, I think I would say this. I think in my sleep, I'd be like, oh, you can tune in via 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe. It's like I have this whole thing memorized. But KBS, if you guys forgot the name of our broadcasting station. I only said it like 10 times. Now you know, KBS. Let's listen to a couple of tracks here. We have 적재, 별 보러 가자. Let's go see the stars. Oh, on a side note, I was in Seoul on Sunday night and I saw 7 stars, 7 to 10 stars. And you may be thinking, what's the big deal? I see stars all the time. No, in Seoul, you don't see stars. Whether it's air pollution or just too many lights, it's very difficult to see stars. But I was seeing so many stars. I think I saw part of the Big Dipper. I say part because I only saw 5 of them. Aren't there like 7, right? But I'm telling you, it was amazing. So, 적재, that song, Let's Go See the Stars. Following that, we have 박혜원 or Hin with 시든 꽃에 물을 주듯, The Lonely Bloom Stands Alone.
찬 바람이 조금씩 불어오면은 밤 하늘이 반짝이더라.
'd you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about everything and anything that sparks a conversation. A man in Michigan of the U.S. said a dream that he had about winning a lottery jackpot proved to be prophetic when he won $1 million from a scratch-off ticket the next day. The 32-year-old man told the Michigan lottery officials that he frequently buys these lottery tickets, despite his wife's skepticism. He said, "I've always told my wife that I would win big, but she never believed me." The player said his day finally came after having a very encouraging dream. The night before he purchased the ticket, he had a dream that he won a large lottery prize. He didn't really think much of it, went to the store the next day, bought some tickets, and then... cha-ching! He realized as he began to scratch them in his car that he had won big. He saw he matched the number 04 right away, thought he probably won maybe like $100. But when it revealed the $1 million symbol, he thought for a second, no, I'm dreaming. $1 million, by the way, it's about 120 million Korean won. He called his wife immediately to tell her the good news. Actually, I think it's more than 120 million. I think it's like 1 billion something. Yeah, 1 billion Korean won, because that's $1 million. Anyway, him and his wife, they chose to receive the 1 million jackpot as a $634,000 lump sum payment rather than take the full amount in annuity payments. The man said his winnings will go towards buying a house and a new car. Wow, if you take it in a lump sum, though, you lose like almost half. Something to think about there. So when you see like a million jackpot winner, it's really not that much. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd love to get $600,000, but, you know, I mean, it's going from 7 digits to 6 digits. It's a big drop. Anyway, congratulations to this guy. How come I don't have dreams like this? Just, I would like to have a lottery ticket winning dream, please. Tonight, if you will. I would love to have some numbers pop up in my head and buy the right number. How great would that be? Let's listen to Lisa. Money. Following that, we have ITZY's Dala Dala.
It's the end of the month and the weekend. I'ma spend this track, everything on me, yeah.
Requests and responses. We love hearing from you guys. We're always tuned in to which songs you'd like to listen to next. So we're going to read out your messages, play out your requested music, and then pick out two people at the end to send out prizes to. It's a lot of fun. Plus, we always say, we're always in awe. Man, our listeners have good taste in music. So it's great to get your music heard and also introduce us to some great stuff as well. First one, Kum Akum from our Graham said, I want to listen to Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo from Blackpink. Oh, I haven't heard this one in a long time. Oh, this is a good one. Remember the dance? Hit you with the doo-doo-doo-doo. It's a good song. I love the dance, the choreography. I remember seeing like elementary school students doing this. It's kind of violent. It's like a shooting dance, but it's Blackpink. So they made it seem sort of more like a stylistic thing, not a violent thing, you know? Let's listen to Blackpink. Doo-doo-doo-doo. That was doo 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 doo. I always want to add one more doo doo because that's the song. Doo 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 by Blackpink. Getting to another one. Oh, one of my favorite handles to read. Komu Makako Gosta de Bananas also wrote in. Hello, DJ Angie. Greetings from Portugal. I'd like to request Stand By You by Ace. Or if that's not possible, Down by Ace featuring Gray. Have an amazing rest of the week and thank you in advance. Thank you very much for that. Portugal. Oh, man, I think I'm just bit with the travel bug. Every country that you say to me right now, I'm just like, oh, I want to go. Well, you know what? Maybe we should ask a question. It'll be sort of like a vicarious travel related your two sons question. Like, what is the first thing I should do and eat in your home country? Go! And then we share all our responses. How fun would that be, right? Okay, Ace. Got that down on our list. Next one. Angie Ita also wrote in. Hi, Angie. Kindly play Move by Taemin as it is the fourth Moversary. Thank you. Have a great evening. Oh, has it been 4 years already? Good for Taemin. I know a lot of you Taemin fans are sad because he's in the military, being the responsible citizen that he is, serving our country. But 2 years will go by a lot faster than you think. If a year like 2020 with COVID-19 pandemic, everything on a standstill, that year also went by, then 2 years of sort of pandemic getting better times, it's going to fly by. Let's listen to Ace up first for Komu Makako Gosta de Bananas. 편지를 써, Stand By You. Following that, we have Taemin's Move. That was a couple more songs requested by our listeners. We had one from Ace, 편지를 써, Stand By You. Then following that, we had Taemin's Move, because like our listeners said, it's the fourth Moversary. I love that. All right, couple more before we wrap things up and then announce our winners in a little bit. This one is from IDH99. Hello, DJ Angie. I'm Inda from Indonesia. Lately, I feel like I'm not very good at doing things. But because of this one song, I feel I should be able to, even though sometimes there are things that are difficult to overcome. I can hope tomorrow will be better and I will be able to do it well without any regrets. I want to request Gray featuring Loco, Just Do It. 고마워요. Have a nice week and see you. Aw, Inda, I'm sorry you went through a little slump like that. I feel ya. I do. We would not be human if we didn't go through moments like that. We just feel like no matter how hard we try, it's either not enough or it's not fulfilling. You don't enjoy it. There's just something blah about everything, right? Well, I think it's a great time of reflection where when I go through periods like that, I'm always thinking, okay, then am I meant to be doing this? Is this an external thing where this deed or this action is not matched with me properly? Or is this an internal thing where I'm just going through something emotionally and that's why my work or my, you know, stuff doesn't feel right? I think it's a good opportunity to do some thinking and maybe organizing as well of your life, your thoughts, right? And at the end of the day, if nothing comes out of it, you think and think and still there's no solution, it's okay. Sometimes it's okay to just be stuck in a blah place for a little bit. We experience it and then we're able to sort of either get past it or find, you know, another problem to either force us out of that one into a new one. I don't know, but I really, really hope that you somehow find a way, you know, a light through it. But I just wanted to emphasize, don't feel like you need to get out of it ASAP. Sometimes that pressure just makes things worse. Okay, well, we're going to play that song. Hopefully that will boost your spirits a little bit. Here is Gray featuring Loco. 하긴 해, Just Do It. We had such great music requested from our listeners. Thank you to everyone who wrote in. We truly appreciate it, you guys. It's so much more fun for us when we know the people listening to our show and we get to know you guys through these messages, right? Let's announce our winners. They are Kumkum or Kumokum and IDH99. Congratulations. Please email us your name and mailing address to kpop@kbs.co.kr so we can send out your prizes. Here's a little bit of Baegyerin. This one's called 한계, Limit. Then we have 주식크 with 너를 생각해, Think About You. 원망하겠지 이젠 내가 많이 잘할게 너 혼자 울지 마 혹시 듣게 되면 아직 너뿐이라고 That's all the time we have in this edition of our show. Thank you for tuning in. Last track, One Way with Peter 몰고 오는 소년, Rain to Be. That's going to be it for us. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.